Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Bechorot Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, about to take a look at the beginning of the third Mishnah in this, the fifth Perek. Tzorim Ozen BeBechor. If you cut a hole in the ear of the Bechor, in this Metil Mum, Harei Zelo Yishchot Olamit, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer's position is, you may never slaughter this animal. This is the Kohen who owns the Bechor and deliberately makes a Mum. That's Rabbi Eliezer's position. If later it develops another mum, you could be shochet on that mum. So the Gemara immediately asks, since when does Rabbi Eliezer say you're fined forever for generating the mum? Or meaning, watch this challenge, Mishai Talo Baheret. If somebody had some of their skin had sarat, and there's an iser to cut off the simanei sarat, but let's say it got cut off by itself, tahor. If he cut it off intentionally, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, we'll see if that's Yitaher or Vitaher, but it means you could get Tahara in your life, and that would be when you have another Siman of Tzarat, and then they declare it to be Tahor, or at that point you're Tahor. But there is a way out. And the next part of that piece probably is not there in the Mishnah in the Gaim. It should not be read. And that is that until your entire skin gets filled, which would mean that, because the halacha is that if you have a siman sarat, but it spreads so that your entire body is covered with it, then it is a siman tahara. But of course, that's not likely to happen, which means Chacham seem to take the position of Rabbi Eliezer, which is that you can, if you deliberately try to hijack the process, you lose in the end. Now, Rabbi of Yosef Demetoi, what was their answer? He called it Rabbi Eliezer ben Mamono. Rabbi Eliezer says, I'm only going to fine you concerning your money. Here, you lost the animal. Pagufa lo konis, but that you should be telling me for the rest of your life, certainly not. Mamono, we call him da'atu the mi'avad. Because in the case of Mamon, you may end up trying to hijack the process. Gufo mi'ika l'memra da'at l'me'avad. But with your body, you're not going to try that again, and so therefore there's no reduction to be kones you. Now, Amar Rava, so Rava's comment to that is, Rabbelezer Kasha, that you found a problem and you solved. Rabbanon Ravon Lakasha, you don't find a problem in the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon in our position say that when there's another mum, then you could be shochet on it. And here, Rabbanan say, you're stuck forever. El Rabbelezer Lokasha Kashanin, and we already answered Rabbelezer. Rabbanan Adu Rabbanan Nami Lokasha, we also have a solution, which is Achav, my Da'avad Kansua. In each case, they find him for what he did. Meaning, Achman Avad Kansua. Meaning, the Ma'ichaven, what was he trying to do in the case of the Bechor? L'mishrei b'hai muma. He was trying to make this mum the vehicle for allowing the animal. So b'hai muma kansu rabbanan. So therefore the rabbanan say, we'll find him that this mum will be as if it doesn't exist. In other words, the ear is cut, we're going to pretend the ear is not cut. Which means b'hai muma lo v'ishtrulei. So we're not going to matter him with that mum. In other words, what we're going to basically say is, we're going to ignore your actions. So in the case of the mum isn't there. And therefore, until you get a new mum, you can't be shochet. In the case of the tzaraat, you tried to be matai yourself by cutting it off. So they said, that thing that you cut off, we're going to imagine is still there. And by the way, it's still tamei because we don't see it becoming tahor. So you're stuck forever. Very simple. Why are papas? If papa asked about Rabbi Eliezer's statement, did he say yitaher or viyitaher? My nafkamina, but either way it doesn't matter, because does it mean that when you get a new siman, you're now tahor from the old one? Or does it mean when you get a new siman and become tahor from that new siman, now you're tahor from the old one? What's the difference? The minute you get the new siman, you're tame. The answer is, the chatan shenira bo nega, this is a mishnah towards the end of the beginning of Negaim. If a chatan gets a nega in the middle of a 7 days of rejoicing, chatan shenira bo nega, nim lo shivad yamim lo litzlito luchsuto, so his garments also get 7 days to rejoice until we actually look at him and declare him to be Tameh. And anybody during a regal, we give him the entire Yom Tov, and after it's over, then we start looking at it. So now, if the proper read of Rabbi Eliezer is Yitaher or Yitar, meaning that when you get the new Siman, you're now Tahor from the old one. So we kamaita Taharle, but try to not Shivat Yimei Mishta. If the Chatan, let's say, has a new Siman show up on the second day after his wedding, he's now automatically tahor from the old one that he cut off, and he's not going to be declared until after the week is over, so he's now tahor during the meantime. But if the wording of Eliezer is ve'yitaher, then that means you have to get the new siman and become tahor from it to be tahor from the first one. So sof ki lo mitami lebraft raita, namitami mekayim mikamaita. So even though we're not declaring the first one, you're still tahor from the older one. The new one, you're still tahor from the older one. So my, what's the solution? What's the proper year? So the answer is teiku, because of course the mishnayot were not written down, and they didn't have an exact year of yitar or ve'yitaher. And therefore they didn't know. So in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yirmiya asked Rabbi Zeira, so Rem Ozen Bebechor Umet. What happens if a guy cuts off the ear or hurts the ear of his Bechor, and the guy who owns the Bechor dies? Can his son now shecht the animal based on the fact that it's a Balmum? Or is he fined along with his father? Remember, we have the sugya in Gittin in the fourth parak that if you sell your Eved Kanani to a goy, you have to redeem him for up to 10 times the price. And we even say that's true if you sell your Eved Kanani to a goy and you die, the son has to spend that much money. But that may not apply here, because the Chol Yom V'Yom Mafka Le Mitzvot, because every day this Eved Kanani is taken away from the opportunity to do mitzvot, and therefore your family has the obligation to save him. Your father did a bad thing, you got to take it. Besides which, it's the estate's money. Imtin Saloma, but on the other hand, Kivein Malachtov Moed Umet, we have another Knas to Rabbanan, which is, even though you're allowed to do Malachan Chol HaMoed, which is Tzorech HaMoed, or Davar HaAved, something where there'll be capital loss to the property, like not watering your trees, but if you deliberately starve your trees so that now you have to water them on Chol HaMoed, we're Konesh, you can't do the Malacha. In that case, Lo Katsu B'no HaCharav. In that case, if a guy acts in that way and drops that on Yom Tov, we allow his son on Chol HaMoed to water the trees. Why? But there you could say, Mishum Lo'av Del Isura. No Isur was done yet. The guy was simply conspiring to do an Isur and plotting, but nothing actually happened, so maybe that's why the son is not fined. So the question is, Hachamai. In our case, what do we say about Tzorem Ozen B'Bechor Umet? On the one hand, an Isur was done, unlike the Eved. On the other hand, we can't say that every day there's some bad thing going on with this animal. A mum is a mum. And so it's not like the Eved either. Maybe the Knas is only on the owner and he's gone. Maybe they find his property. Vaite, his property is around. So Amalei, so Rabbi Zeira said back, we have another Knas. You are not allowed to work on your field on Shemitah. If you dethorned the field on Shemitah, it's a Mishnah in Shvit, Tizar the Motzei Shvit, you could plant after Shemitah. Nitaivav and Nidairav, let's say you use different forms of fertilizing it by having animals come in and stay there, and then the automatic fertilizer, Lo Tizar the Motzei Shvit, you have to wait longer, you can't plant right away. And that's a Knas. V'yamar Rabbi Yosef Rachanina Naktina Heitiva Umeit B'no Zora. But we do have a tradition that if the fellow did that and had the animals hang out and fertilize the field and then he dropped dead, his son can plant it right after Shemitah. So we see the Knas goes on him and not on his son, not on the property. Therefore, it should be the same thing here with the Bechor. Amar Abaye, and Abaye brings another proof to support that. Naktinan, timei taharotumeit. Let's say a fellow is metame somebody else's taharot. There's a knas to rabbanan, a sugin gittin dafnun gimel, that you have to pay for it. Because it's hezek shenu nikar, so it's a knas to rabbanan. Lo kansu b'no acharav, but if a guy did that and died, his son doesn't have to pay for it. My time, a hezek shenu nikar, lo shme hezek. Invisible hezek, or intangible hezek, is not nezek. Knas d'rabbanan, the knas to have to pay for it is d'rabbanan. A day kansu rabbanan, v'edu kansu rabbanan. They were only kones him and not his son. Okay, the next Mishnah, the next part of Gimel, Ma'aseh b'zachar shel rechilim, zakein, usaro v'dodal. Here's an interesting story. It's two stories put together, which have a similar thread. There was an old ram, and he had a lot of hair on him, because nobody had injured it, because it was a bechor that never got a mum, and this is b'zmanazet. V'al kastor echad. So some Roman clerk saw him, v'yamar, mati v'oshel zeh. Why is it so woolly? Why didn't anybody shear him? It's a bechor. We can't do anything until there's a mum. So what did he do? He took some sort of a knife or something and cut into his ear. The Chacham said, okay, now it's mutter. This guy did it on his own. He's a goy. He's not the owner. So what, after they were matur, this goy heard about it, so he went, and he cut a bunch of other ears of Bechorot, and the Chacham said, it's no good. Parallel story. Pamachat, kids were playing in a field. They tied some lambs' tails to each other, playing around. So they're imitating Shimshon. And one of them, the tail came off. And now it's a moon. Varehu Bechor. Chacham said, it's mutter. Ra'ushi tiru. What happened? Halchuv kashrus navot b'chorot achirim. It's unclear if these same kids did it, or other people saw that, so they tied other animals together, and they became balimum. V'yasur chacham said, you're not allowed, that it's not mutter. Ze'akla, what's the rule? They said, kol shu l'da'ato, which probably means l'da'ato shel abaylim, meaning, as long as the owner is consenting to this activity, asur. But if the owner doesn't consent, then it's mutar. So what you have to assume happened, both in the case of the Roman clerk and the kids, is that subsequently, after the first hector, they went up to the owners and say, how would you like us to fix your animals for you? Pacham just paskin that this case is mutar, and so they consented. Okay, pam acherat, etc. Tzricha, why do we need both cases? Tiashmin goy, dvalat to the misrach. A goy is not going to then start doing more isurim. There's no reason to fine him. Okay, not the misrach, but the katan's going to grow up and do these things when he grows up. So, emalo, maybe we won't even allow the first time. Yeshman katan, if we have a katan case, we shouldn't allow to the chluf megadol. We wouldn't make the mistake of thinking that if an adult Jew does it, it's mutter, because we know he's a kid. But this guy is an adult. So Aimalo, we might confuse and say, if an adult Jew does it, it's okay. So Tzricha, we need to find out that in both cases, they're not to the first case. The first instance. This only works if in the first case he said, we can't shecht him unless he has a mum. But if he says that we can't shecht him unless the mum is made on him, it's more of an invitation. It's as if he said to the goy, make a mum. That was what Rav Katina said. I'm a Rava. Rava turns to his father in the Rav Chista and says, either way, the guy wasn't telling him to do it. Mali haya, mali nasa, what do I care about the language? Either way, it is passive. Haya b'mum wa nasa b'mum. Asa nam melehu. No distinction. Voloshna. Why does it say kol shehu l'dat? What's that adding in? Even grama, meaning even if you intentionally set up a cause situation that's going to lead to the mum, like we saw before, putting something sweet on the ear and a dog will come eat it and bite off the ear. And what's shelo l'dat? L'tui masiach l'fitumo. That means that even if the guy is just talking over, being overheard talking and saying, boy, I wish it had a mum, but if it's the consent of the owner, then it's usur. Okay, next piece. Haya b'chor rodfo. Let's say a b'chor was chasing you. Ba'atov asabu mum. You turned around and kicked him and made a mum. That's a mum you could shecht for, because that wasn't done intentionally. So my papa lo shana lo shabbat b'shat rodvifa. That's only if, this is version one of our papa, if he kicked you you kicked him while he was chasing you. But after you calmed him down, you got him, then you got angry at him for chasing you, you kicked him, that's no good. So pshita. So ma'aretemet sari to midkar. No, you might think that he's still just upset about the chasing. Kamashmalan, that he's doing it to make a mum. So ikadami, there's another version of Rapapa Lotema Shad Radifa in Rabashadifa Lo, the opposite. Rapapa says, don't think that this only works when he's chasing you, but afterwards not. Even afterwards, the reason you're kicking him is you're angry because he chased you, not because you're trying to make a mum. Have you heard a mutala to mum b'chor korm sheet se lavir olam? Interesting halacha, you can make a mum l'chatchil on a b'chor during birth before it came out. I'm a Rava. So Rava says, Gadya b'udne, this is just advice. A gdi, a little goat, you could catch on his ears because they come up first. Imra, but a sheep, b'sifate, in his lips. Gnamri, imra n'udne, even a sheep could be in his ears. Emu derech tzta'av nafak, if it comes out, the head sideways, so the ears come out first. Rava, acha v'lo mechze. Let's say that it has a mum, and this really belongs to the next parak. And when he eats, you can't see the mum in the mouth, but probably when he yawns or opens his mouth to scream, you could see it. It means it's a mum that's deep in. Have mumma. That's called a revealed mumma. Mumma shibagolui. And you could shecht. So my kamashvalan. We have this in the next parak. Tanina chutin jachitzonot. The outside gums. If they're diminished in some way or cut up. Hapimiyot. But the inner ones, shenekru. They have to be fully out. Isn't it because when he opens his mouth, you could see it? So you see that when he opens his mouth, seeing it, that's good enough. Papa, Rav Anami, talking about Nitin Farsh. Yes, my Rabbi Rav was just explaining that Mishnah. My time and Ekravi Mum. Why, if they're uprooted and disconnected, dislodged, it's a Mum? Because when it opens the mouth to yawn, you could see it. It's explaining why it's a Mum if it's totally deep inside the mouth. The answer is because when it opens its mouth to yawn, you could see it. Okay, we'll pause at this point, and we'll pick it up in the next podcast on Daf Lamed Hey. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.